It is possible to find a guide in the angels and to get to know the spirits of nations, whom we call archangels, and the spirits of ages, the archai, and to gradually educate yourself into a different state of conscious awareness. This state may be compared to sleep, but we are not unconscious, and so we are able to perceive the entities around us. Where none of the ordinary things we perceive in ordinary consciousness remain, we find ourselves in a very different world. And the first thing we learn to do is to recall the experiences from the different world into this one, or into the ordinary state of consciousness. It is from here we become able to perceive entities and powers hidden at a deeper level behind the creatures and things of this world. And so we enter into the first stage of clairvoyance, where we realize I am here and the entity is there. Coming through this stage and into the second stage of clairvoyance, we enter into their essential being with our essential being. I am where the entity I perceive is. We enter the second stage only when in states of deep compassion and love. Love helps us to be free of the self and to enter into the other in a living way. And this second stage is beautiful and mysterious. In the second stage, we see all that lives, yet we discover a higher world behind and within all that lives. In the run-up to this, we might have felt revelations in our own nature as being filled with spirit. Once spirit is revealed, so we discover the essential nature that exists continuously, the essence. Yet this essence is constantly revealed outwardly in new ways. So the source is ever creating change or expression. Form, movement, and expression is revealed to us as it was in the creation story of the angels. From form comes movement. From movement, expression. Nature spirits become apparent in everything. And through them, we see the elements and the life that is coming to us from heaven to earth. At this stage, we know ourselves to be existing separately, whilst at one with others. But to really know this, we first need to give up all feeling that we exist separately. Reaching a state of clairvoyance where we know ourselves to be one with the being we perceive. And we look back at ourselves from there as non-self. The spiritual entities we can perceive are mostly spirits of will or thrones that lie behind human beings and higher animals. And we can perceive this will because we are also aware that we have a will. But this is the lowest level of spirit. From here, we are asked to go beyond will into gathering of wisdom. When so much wisdom is gathered, and yet there is no personal will behind it, you are resonating with a cherubim. The next step from here is the seraphim, a wisdom that is more founded on the trials of the heart and that is communicated not through gathering, but through being. Through these trials, we realize ourselves as being filled with spirit. And we start the process of allowing our spirit to create and stimulate our life. We move from our will to divine will, into the great creative work of the universe, and we give independence to the works of the heavenly realms. Thy will be done. We live in our physical body, relating to the spirit of form. We have an etheric body, relating to the spirit of movement. An astral body, relating to the spirit of wisdom. And a sentient soul, that relates to the spirit of will. Our intellectual soul relates to the cherubim, and our spiritual soul, the seraphim. To go above these hierarchies is extremely difficult. We cannot describe the sublime using rough and ready ideas of compassion and analogy. We have to first develop a spirit of deep veneration. Above the hierarchies is something beyond words and shrouded in sacred mystery.